2025 monitoring. Indonesia forms digital transformation committee to boost tax compliance. And now the news in details. The Deputy Speaker of the Indonesian House of Representatives and Chair of the 2025 Hajj Supervisory Team, Sufmi Dasko Ahmad, announced that a team comprising Indonesian nationals residing in Saudi Arabia has been formed to help optimize the monitoring of the 2025 Hajj pilgrimage. Dasko, during a meeting with a working committee on Hajj implementation cost of emission 8 of the Indonesian House of Representatives at the parliamentary complex in Jakarta on Tuesday, expressed his confidence that the presence of the team would address various potential challenges in the implementation of 2025 Hajj, such as communication, transportation, pickup arrangement, or meal logistics. He said that the team consisting of Indonesian nationals who permanently reside in Saudi Arabia has a better understanding of local areas, languages, and characteristics compared to the supervisory team from Indonesia. According to Dasko, approximately 100 individuals have joined the team so far. It is noted that departure for first group of Indonesian pilgrims of the 2025 Hajj is scheduled between May 2nd and May 16, 2025. Moving on to the second news. Indonesia forms Digital Transformation Committee to boost tax compliance. Indonesian President Prabowo Subianto will soon establish a Digital Transformation Acceleration Committee to enhance tax compliance through taxation system reforms. This was conveyed by National Economic Council member Mari L. Kapangestu and Minister of Administrative and Bureaucratic Reform Rini Widianti after attending a meeting chaired by President Prabowo at the Presidential Palace in Jakarta on Tuesday. Mari L. Kapangestu told the media at the Presidential Palace on Tuesday evening that the Digital Transformation Acceleration Committee would focus on three areas of digitalization.
Tadi Presiden telah setuju untuk segera dibentuk komisi.
Earlier, the President agreed to establish the Digital Transformation Acceleration Committee to focus on three aspects of digitalization, digital ID, digital payment, and data exchange.
Pertama digital ID, kedua digital payment, dan data exchange. Ya.
Marielka explained that to increase state revenue from taxes, the National Economic Council emphasized the importance of improving tax compliance through better tax administration and reducing tax evasion. The Ministry of Finance has also taken strategic steps by launching the Core Tax Administration System to facilitate digital tax administration. And that was Newsline. From Jakarta, Indonesia, here is Voice of Indonesia with English program. Presenting news, information, and entertainment from Indonesia. You can listen to our program through shortwave 3325 kHz and 4755 kHz. Online streaming, voanews.id and at RRI Digital Mobile Application. Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
From Indonesia to the world.
Hello, Voice listener and RRINet viewers. Welcome back to Indonesia Today with your host, Ray, where I'll be accompanying you for the next 2 hours, providing you with news, information, and also entertainment from Indonesia to the world. And Voice listener, this beautiful day of Wednesday, I've been super busy in the last early years of 2025. Lots of activities happen, and I hope that these activities can bring super good result for me also, Voice listener. And also, even though it is super busy and yeah, it's super hectic, just make sure that you always get your health up and always take care of your health also, because the weather here in Jakarta, Indonesia especially, is super random. It's been raining and then super hot and then rains again without any given time. You know, it's super random. And of course, Royal Listener, to know more about information and also entertainment from us, you can watch our program from our online streaming in voinews.id. Shortwave 3325 kHz and 4755 kHz. And our application in RRA Digital for those of you love watching on demand. And so without any further ado, let's begin today's broadcast with Petra Sihombing with Changi, because in this today's world, everything is super futuristic.
Mesin ini begitu tangguh, mustahil terkejar. Meski sudah maksimal 1000 langkah kakiku, berhenti sejenak. Hidup memang harus canggih, tapi pastikan kau yang pegang kendali. Perhatikan nafasmu, degup irama memang terjadu. Beri-beri tubuhmu pesona, sebagaimana yang semestinya. Tersita waktu di layar, para sibuk berselancar. Jeda dulu reda, boleh juga lelah tak apa. Nanti tak harus robotik, kau sudah jadi, yeah. Hidup memang harus canggih, tapi pastikan kau yang pegang kendali. Perhatikan nafasmu, degup irama memang tersyadu. Beri-beri tubuhmu pesona, sebagaimana yang semestinya. Beri-beri tubuhmu pesona, sebagaimana yang semestinya. tapi pastikan kau yang pegang kendali. Perhatikan nafasmu, degup irama mewah tercedu. Beri-beri tubuhmu pesona sebagaimana yang semestinya. Beri-beri tubuhmu pesona sebagaimana yang semestinya.
Voice listener and RRInet viewers, Apple to set up AirTag factory in Batam by early 2026. Speaking of the song that we just listened before by, with the title Changi, it is super futuristic now because Indonesia is one of the country that is getting the AirTag factory in Batam by early 2026. Investment Minister Rosan Rostani announced Tuesday that Apple planned to set up factory that would support the production of its tracking device AirTag in Batam. This project is set to completion by early next year. The California-based tech giant has sent its vice president for global government affairs, Nick Aman, to engage in some talk with Indonesian ministers. Nudging Jakarta into lifting the sales ban on the iPhone 16. Indonesia will only allow Apple to legally sell coveted iPhone 16 in its market if the company meets the local content requirement. Southeast Asia's largest economy mandates Apple to have at least 35% of its product components to be domestically made. Rosan was among the government officials that Aman met that day during his Jakarta visit. Not long after the talks, Rosan told the press of Apple's plans for a local production of AirTag, a device that people find their personal item.
The rich and fertile land of Manado, where life flows in gentle streams that are genially inspiring, handy in craft, beaches that energize, lakes that provide livelihoods, is a land that has embraced Christianity, hosted important events with its innate hospitality, exotic culinary delights, is marvelous, famous among divers, cherished by the locals, this is the life that blends the old and the new, that does not forget natural wonders, an adventure of its own, easily accessible, still fascinating. Life in North Sulawesi. Wonderful Indonesia.
ketuk pintu di hatiku. Meskipun ku tak mau kau dekati diriku, namun saat aku buka pintu di hatiku, tiada lagi dirimu. Kau menjauh dariku. Mengapa kini kau harus pergi di saat ku telah jatuh hati?
Waktu atas segalanya. Mengapa,
mengapa
dia tak berpihak pada cinta kita? Oh, hingga kemarau bersemi, izinkan aku menanti. Kau buka pintu hatimu kembali. Oh, sayangku tak bisa kecewa. Kau buatku mati rasa, meski ku bernyawa. Sayangku tak bisa kau buat hati ini lulu jatuh cinta.
Republic of Indonesia in Hong Kong is organizing sympathetic passport services every Sunday throughout January 2025. This initiative is part of the commemoration of the 75th Immigration Service Day in 2025. The program aims to facilitate Indonesian citizens in Hong Kong and Macau with passport renewals, particularly for Indonesian migrant workers, most of whom are only available on Sundays. The service accommodates up to 100 applicants daily. Besides Hong Kong, a similar program is being held in Macau to reach all Indonesian citizens in the region. Sunday, being a day off for most Indonesian migrant workers, allows them to manage their passport needs without taking leave from work. The Immigration Council of the Council General of the Republic of Indonesia in Hong Kong, Febby Wilson Sayuti, on Sunday emphasized that the sympathetic passport services greatly assist Indonesians in Hong Kong and Macau in accessing immigration services, especially on their days off. Currently, Hong Kong is home to 176,335 Indonesians, 155,162 of whom are Indonesian migrant workers. Meanwhile, Macau houses 7,198 Indonesians, including 5,039 Indonesian migrant workers. Febby further explained that with a large number of Indonesians residing in Hong Kong and Macau, the Consul General of the Republic of Indonesia in Hong Kong is committed to providing the best services and protections for every Indonesian citizen.
Here's newsflash. Investment Minister Rosan Rosiani announced Tuesday that Apple planned to set up a factory that would support the production of its tracking device AirTag in Batam. This project is set to completion by early next year. The California-based tech giant has sent its vice president for global government affairs, Nick Aman, to engage in some talks with Indonesian ministers, all in hopes of nudging Jakarta into lifting the sales ban on the iPhone 16. And that was Newsflash.
RRA Digital with New Look.
Programa en español.
RRE Digital. Available on Google Store and App Store. RRE Digital.
Semuanya telah berakhir. brilliant tropical weather. Favorable wind. Excellent waves all year round. Perfect crystal tubes. Endless ideal spots for surfing. Grab a board. Travel far and wide in search of the next big wave. Get ready for fun in the sun. Meet new surf buddies along the way. The perfect escape. From popular resorts to secluded beaches. Tons of surfing spoils where both newbies and pros alike can enjoy. Awesome beach vibe. Adventure of a lifetime. Surf's up. Ride the untamed wave. Become one with nature. It's all about the sensation. Pure adrenaline rush. Subliminal surfing experience. Enjoy every thrilling second. The truest sense of freedom. Unforgettable moments in and out of the water. Sharing unlimited passion. Forging lasting friendships. Good times. Good company. Living it up into the night. Cooling off after a splendid day of surfing. Vibrant, colorful nightlife. The ultimate surfer's paradise. Wonderful Indonesia.
Thank you so much, boy listener, and RRInet viewer for accompanying me in this 1 hour broadcast in RRInet. But don't go anywhere, because after this there will be a lot of our program and information that will accompany you the next hours of Indonesia Today. And don't forget that you can send your critic suggestion and also information through our social media, in Facebook account, The Voice of Indonesia, Twitter account at VOI Indonesia, Instagram and TikTok in VOI double underscore official. We also have our email address in VOI at voinews.id and WhatsApp number in +62 821 238 12130. Thank you so much, Boy Listener and RRInet viewers. My name is Ray, and all the crews from Voice of Indonesia. We'll be right back after this. But please stay tuned with us in Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world, with our feature that will accompany you with Si Gali Gali.
At first glance, his face looks like the face of an adult human, with his eyes reflecting a blank, meaningless look. His body is covered in black clothes and a piece of ulos, a typical woven cloth of the Batak tribe, is slung over his shoulders. Meanwhile, on his head, he has a sortali, a kind of head covering. When the sound of music from the gondang, a traditional single-headed drum, starts to play, suddenly his sculpted body begins to move to the rhythm of the music. He is Sigali Gali, a unique wooden doll from Tomok village on Samosir Island in the middle of Lake Toba in North Sumatra. Sigali Gali statue was not just born just like that. There is a long history that follows it, as told by local guide Anderson Sigiro. Sigali Gali is actually the story of a king's son. 600 years ago, there was a king in the Batak region or Samosir Island whose name was Raja Rahat. Raja Rahat has a son, the only son. His name is Simangali, a pious and obedient child who has the skill of Manortor or Batak dancing. However, when he was growing up, he was ordered by Raja Rahat or his father to go to war with the aim of expanding Raja Rahat's territory or kingdom area. However, in this war, Simangali died or was killed in the battle, and his body wasn't found. Hearing this news, Raja Rahat felt sad. Yes, he regretted to lose his only son who should have given him the next generation. For the Batak people, having a son is important to continue the next generation of the family or clan line. Finding out that his only son is dead, Raja Rahat fell ill and almost lost his memory, because he kept thinking about his only son who was gone. Various ways were done to cure the king, including summoning powerful shamans in the Batak region. However, none of the shamans were able to treat Raja Rahat's illness. However, one day, one of the residents had a dream. He dreamed that if the king wants to be healed, try to make a statue that looks like Raja Rahat's son. They tried to make a statue, and after the statue was finished, the statue was presented before the king. Raja Rahat saw the statue, and he summoned a powerful shaman who was able to heal or summon the spirit of Simangali. The shaman then did a ritual. The shaman summoned the spirit. The spirit was attached to the body of the statue that had been provided. The statue was ordered to dance and move. At the beginning, Sigali Gali could move or dance mystically, or at the behest of a shaman. But now, Sigali Gali is moved with the help of a puppeteer. Sigali Gali comes from the word Gali, which in Toba Batak language means graceful. In order to stand upright, Sigali Gali is placed on a rectangular wooden pad. This wooden pad functions to connect the woven ropes, which can make the wooden doll move as if it were dancing. A puppeteer will control the ropes so that Sigali Gali can move smoothly. Like the nervous system and the body joints in humans, these ropes connect Sigali Gali's body parts, starting from the head, neck, arms, and palms. It turns out that we can still see the 90-year-old Sigali Gali statue at the performance venue in Tobok. But because its condition is not good anymore, a duplicate is made. In fact, our old Sigali Gali statue is over there. The original statue is broken, so we use a duplicate of that. But this is also old. This duplicate is over 30 years old. Of the three Sigali Gali statues that we can see today at the Sigali Gali performance venue in Tomok, all of them wear black clothes. Does this have any meaning?
Nah, jadi sebenarnya gini, Bu. Karena
well, actually it's like this. Because Batak people are like that. So, when they die, they have to be wrapped in the black ulos traditional clothes like this. That's why Batak people used to wear clothes when they died. They wore a black suit. In memory of his son Simangale, when Rajarhat was alive, he made a rule or decree in the kingdom that the statue had to be displayed or shown to the public, whether at cultural or traditional events accompanied by dancing or tortor. This can be seen today when we visit Tomok, Samosir Island. Visitors also join the manor tour. What are their impressions after seeing Sigale-gale and dancing? In fact, our origins are from Samosir, the origins of our ancestors. So we come here from Nainggolan district because I am from the Nainggolan clan. We want to see this very sacred Batak culture, which is very interesting. We want to see Sigale-gale directly.
Nah, itu kita sangat-sangat.
Well, we are very, very impressed, and that is the Tortor Batak tradition. So we teach Manortor to children. There is an order in doing Manortor by holding ulos traditional cloth. We were sort for women and for men. The ulos for women and men are also different, both in good and bad times. I think Lake Toba, especially in Tomok, is the best place to do Manortor. After I see and take part in the Tortor dance with Sigale-gale, I feel that Batak culture is really interesting for us. First, we watched it, then we will share it with our friends. This Batak culture is really interesting.
We are from the city of Subulussalam in the district of Aceh province, and we come with families. We are here for holiday to see Sigale-gale, which is one of Batak cultures. Then I am actually here to let children know that Indonesia has many cultures. I see Sigale-gale and feel entertained. I want to come here again.
Harapan kita sebenarnya banyak.
We actually have a lot of hopes, Mel, especially regarding Sigale-gale, because this must be preserved. This is one of the Batak cultures that we are still fighting to maintain from ancient times until now.
For joining us on Indonesia Today, only on VOI and RRINN.
Let me you say you do. It's not like I don't believe in you, but I just need a little more from you to stop me questioning myself. Like, do you love me too? Am I even enough for you? I think that I'm slowly losing my mind.
on my heart.
Newsline, first headline. President Prabowo pushes pro-people policies in housing sector. Indonesia and Japanese defense minister discuss four strategic pillars. And now the news in details. President Prabowo Subianto focuses on accelerating housing development for low-income people and pro-people policies in the housing and settlement sector. He chaired a limited meeting with a number of red and white cabinet ministers at the Merdeka Palace, Jakarta on Tuesday, 7 January 2025. Minister of Housing and Settlement Areas, Marwar Sirait, at a press conference after the limited meeting,